Jesus now found himself in a stage of his life in which he was in conflict with both. Yes, he preached about one God, but his God is not wrathful. Jesus brought forth a loving and caring God who doesn't play favorites, for he reaches out even to sinners and loves everyone. This was blasphemy to the Sanhedrin, but the Romans didn't pay much attention to the man known as Jesus because they were so powerful and he was not a revolutionist like his cousin John the Baptist. John had been far more judgmental and had constantly railed against Roman occupation. Jesus, on the other hand, used words of kindness to persuade people. Jesus employed all the knowledge that he had gained in his travels. Being a Gnostic, he was never afraid to incorporate any part of any truth or any religion that had true knowledge. He would just couch his words to fit into Jewish thought and tradition, and extensively used parables to get his points across. Being an Essene, he was influenced not only by their philosophy, but their documentation. He urged those of his followers who could write, like Thomas, Matthew, and James, to set down everything they saw or heard. Jesus was not concerned about preserving his legacy so much as he was about leaving writings that his disciples could refer to when they became apostles and spread his teachings. Essenes preserved their heritage through their writings and made sure they were secure by secreting them away if it became necessary. The reason they did this was because they were considered to be a radical sect of zealots by the Sanhedrin and Pharisees, and were consequently regularly oppressed. The religious groups of the Sanhedrin and Pharisees were very powerful and influential, and tragically, as it is today in many religions, ruled their people by fear. If you were only going to help people by the pure love of God, the shining example of healing and beauty, you wouldn't be able to give people enough fear and guilt, and consequently, you couldn't milk them for money. Religion thus becomes big business. We see this today, sadly, with the evangelists and even with the Vatican. I'm not condemning or judging. I'm just saying this is historical truth. Look at Martin Luther, who got tired of the church selling indulgences and split off and caused the Reformation. He felt people shouldn't pay to get into heaven. Christ always felt throughout his life that his teachings were most important and that they must be preserved if at all possible. His whole focus was on changing the way the Jewish people felt and believed in God. The one thing that most people completely forget is that Christ was a Jew. He was not a Christian. He was teaching a people who had strict laws and traditions dating back to the time of Moses and beyond. Jesus always had to walk a tightrope with his teachings, because many were considered blasphemous by the conservative elements of Judaism. He had to be careful with his words and ideas, which is why he has been misinterpreted so many times over the years. We read in the Gospel of Luke about Jesus, after his time in the wilderness, going to Nazareth, his hometown, and preaching in the synagogue there, only to have his own townspeople carry him in anger to the highest hill to throw him off a cliff because they didn't like what he said. Luke 4:28-29. Can you imagine how he would have reacted? Here he was with people he had grown up with, and they wanted to throw him off a cliff because of what he said. He was frightened, but he also learned a very important lesson. He had to be careful with his words.